You're tuned to The World. I'm Jeb Sharp, in for Marco Werman. And by the way, Marco will be back tomorrow, fresh from his reporting trip to Iran. Can't wait to hear the stories he'll have for us starting tomorrow. Today, though, we kick off the week in Brazil. It's the epicenter of the global health emergency involving Zika. And it's the country where doctors first noticed the suspected link between the mosquito-borne virus and serious birth defects. But Zika is only part of a much bigger story in Brazil. It's a story about mosquitoes and public health and water and women. That's why we've sent our Across Women's Lives team to Brazil for the next 2 weeks to report on all of the above. We're checking in first today with The World's Carolyn Beeler. We reached her in Araraquara, a city 150 miles north of Sao Paulo.
So we are about to go along with a professor who's going to be collecting blood and mosquito samples from homes of people who live near suspected cases of Zika. So they're neighbors of people who might have Zika. And these researchers are then going to take these samples back to the lab and isolate the Zika virus and study the mosquitoes to try to learn more about the virus. One of the things that researchers are looking at is if different mosquito populations in different parts of the country are better at carrying Zika and transmitting it then to humans.
That sounds like really important next step stuff. While we're on this, I know that there are other diseases besides Zika that are carried by these same mosquitoes. Is there concern down there about, for instance, dengue fever as well?
There is. A lot of the government messaging right now is about Zika because there's so much news and so much information out there about Zika. So the other day we were walking down the streets of Sao Paulo and the military was handing out pamphlets instructing people on how to reduce the standing water in their homes, the standing water where mosquitoes can breed. So sort of the messaging is all about Zika. But, you know, we were in a favela the other day and they're still concerned more about dengue, which is sort of right because dengue killed more than 800 people in Brazil in 2015. That's about double the number that they killed in 2014. So the messaging is sort of all about Zika, but because they're carried by the same mosquito, you know, any work to reduce the spread of Zika is also going to help reduce the spread of dengue, which is a killer, whereas Zika is sort of a fear and an emerging threat, but it's just not as deadly.
Is there a concern that science like this is going to move too slowly to help people who are getting Zika now?
Well, the hope with this research is that, you know, if there's a certain gene or characteristic of one population of mosquitoes that makes them very good at transmitting it to humans, that could be sort of turned into maybe a targeted insecticide or, you know, some sort of gene therapy into the future. And that science does take a long time. But there's also a lot of work being done on the ground right now with mosquito control and other more immediate measures. And I just spoke this morning to a researcher at the University of Sao Paulo, Dr. Margaret Capurro, who said, you know, when you're in a moment like this, you have to use all of the tools in your toolbox. And she used a really good sort of analogy to describe that.
I always say about mosquitoes or about the dengue or the disease, we need to think as a general. It's a war. We need to send everything that we have, not only soldiers.
How are you guys keeping yourselves safe from mosquitoes while you're reporting?
Well, we have some long sleeve hooded shirts that have built-in insect repellent. We're spraying ourselves with insect repellent before we go out into the field. So we're keeping ourselves safe. And one important thing to note is that, you know, this sort of disproportionately affects the poor who have open windows because they don't have air conditioning and might have standing water because of trash in their neighborhood. So for some people, it's much more of a risk than others. And you know, we're pretty confident that we can keep ourselves safe.
The World's Carolyn Beeler, who's on the ground in the city of Araraquara, Brazil. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
You're welcome, Jeb.
You can keep up with the latest from our Across Women's Lives team in Brazil. Follow us on Snapchat and see them as they head out with biologists to collect mosquitoes. Just search for Women's Lives. Plus, find more of our stories from Brazil at pri.org/herplanet.